Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Friday the 13th, 2022. May 13, to be precise. And according to folklore historian Donald Dossie, the unlucky nature of the number 13 originated with a Norse myth about 12 gods having a dinner party in Valhalla. The trickster god, Loki, who was not invited, arrived as the 13th guest and arranged for Hodur to shoot Balder with a mistletoe-tipped arrow. Balder died and the whole earth became dark. The whole earth mourned. It was a bad, unlucky day. This major event in Norse mythology caused the number 13 to be considered unlucky. And according to the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute in Nashville, North Carolina, yes, there is such a thing, an estimated 17 to 21 million people in the United States are affected by a fear of this day, making it the most feared day and date in history. Some people are so paralyzed by fear that they avoid their normal routines in doing business, taking flights, or even getting out of bed. It has been estimated that $800 to $900 million is lost in business on this day in America. Now, despite this, representatives for both Delta Airlines and Continental Airlines, and the latter now merged into United Airlines, have stated that their airlines do not suffer any noticeable drop in travel on those Fridays. Well, here's your Friday the 13th weather. Partly sunny, a high of 83 degrees. Winds are west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 62 degrees, winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ultraviolet index at 8, 52%. Humidity and possibility of black cats crossing your path remains low to medium. And for Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of an afternoon shower, a high of 83 degrees, winds are west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low of 63. Winds south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain at 40%. Ultraviolet index at 7. Humidity 51%. And in downtown Springfield, a high probability of pancakes. Yes, in preparation for the world's largest pancake breakfast, traffic will be rerouted on Main Street. Today, barricades will be placed at main intersections with Bridge Street and State Street. Traffic will be allowed to cross Main Street from Boland Way to Harrison Avenue, from Court Street to Bruce Landon Way, until tomorrow at 4 a.m. Saturday, State Street and Bridge Street remaining open to through traffic. Main Street expected to open to vehicular traffic on Saturday by 3 p.m. There will be no parking signs posted and enforced in the area. The world's largest pancake breakfast, brought to you by MGM Springfield, will be held Saturday tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Main Street, downtown Springfield. MGM Springfield President and Chief Operating Officer Chris Kelly will serve as the event's honorary chair. Spirit of Springfield President and Pancake Queen Judy Matt will join us very shortly for some flapjack talk. I am sorry to report, the mayor's office today announced that Mayor Dom Sarno has tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. He is confirming a home test result with a PCR test today. The mayor will isolate for 5 days pursuant to the CDC guidelines. Now, although the mayor has been vaccinated and boosted, he's kept a very busy schedule and is currently experiencing some mild symptoms. We hope the mayor gets well soon. Chief Administrative and Financial Officer Tae-Jae Plan announced today additional multifaceted tax relief for residents as part of the fiscal year 2023 budget recommendation being submitted to the City Council for approval. Now, the recommended FY23 budget totals $819 million, approximately $63 million, or 8.4% increase over the FY22 adopted budget. The increase is due to the 9.7% increase in Chapter 70 state aid to support Springfield Public Schools. The school department budget increased 10.8% overall, leaving Cityside growth at 3.8%. Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris, proud to announce that the Springfield Vax Force Youth Council, led by UMass medical student Cassandra Jean Marie and community philanthropist and executive director of Strong Young Minds, Tika Jones, in conjunction with the Springfield Department of Health and Human Services, will be hosting a Healthy Us Community Day of Wellness on Saturday at Riverfront Park. The Springfield Vax Force is an initiative of the Springfield Department of Health and Human Services. The Youth Council is a subcommittee of the Vax Force. Mayor Sarno will join with the Springfield Caribbean Carnival Association for their annual Heritage Scholarship Forma Gala at the Barney Carriage House in Forest Park. The Scholarship Gala will honor seniors of Caribbean heritage who are pursuing higher education. Happy news on cat adoptions from Second Chance Animal Services. A very happy update on all 88 cats and kittens from last fall's local rescue. All 88 have found homes. Some are still awaiting dentals before they can be officially adopted, but everybody very happy that they have all left the shelter and moved on to the next chapter of their lives. And a thank you to everyone who supported this rescue. And special thanks to the adopters who have welcomed them home. Today and tonight is Pancake Eve in Springfield and throughout Western Mass, a tradition of a massive hotcake feed upon us. This is presided over by Spirit of Springfield President and our very good friend, none other than Judy Matt, joining us now.
Oh, so nice to be here. Thank you.
When I sit here saying to myself, I'm going to talk to Judy today about the pancake breakfast on Saturday, the 14th, I think to myself, this goes back to the days when we had that competition with Battle Creek, Michigan, which was amazing.
Yes, it was. It was really in good fun. You know, it's like the third time someone mentioned it to me this week, but they don't do it anymore. You know, it was fun, and we had fun while we were doing it. And I've got to tell you, the man that we worked with there, who was the reporter, his name was Trace, T-R-A-C-E, Christensen, Battle Creek Inquirer. And I happened to be watching a show the other day, and don't you think he comes on the screen? And how many, it can't be more than one Trace Christensen at the Battle Creek Inquirer. So it was so funny. I'd never seen him, but I was watching this. I said, wow, that's the man I talked to for years.
Yeah, that's a real blast from the past. Well, yep. Well, here it is, Friday the 13th. Main Street is closed off. You're in final preparation. You're in the final countdown. What's happening right now?
Well, right now they're literally putting the tables up on Main Street. The street's been closed since 11 o'clock, and they're really way ahead of schedule because the weather's cooperating. So all the tables and chairs are on Main Street. They're putting up the tents at the either end. We just came from finalizing the bacon, and that was at 10 o'clock at the sheriff's office. And now Amy's going to be joining the chairman, which is Chris Cully from MGM, at the Mercy's Kitchen, where they're going to work on the batter. So that's what's actually happening now. We're in very, very good shape.
You always have a very prominent figure as the honorary chair for this event, and you've got MGM in tow again for this with Mr. Kelly. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, he's a good man. We had the district attorney, Anthony Galumi, last year, and as you recall, we did the event in the summer in August because we were unable to do it during COVID during May. So, I'm sure you recall, the schools were all closed. The city of Springfield did robocalls for us. So, he missed out on a lot because the kids couldn't sing, the bands couldn't play. You know, it was just sad. And so he's coming back and he's going to help Chris. So the two of them are going to be going up and down Main Street. We'll have some fun.
Well, you know, Judy, you mentioned that, and I can't help thinking to myself that the last year you had all these challenges that caused you to either cancel, postpone, reschedule, or drastically modify events in the COVID era. And now things have brightened considerably. Things have loosened considerably. And you're pretty much back to normal, aren't you, in your planning and execution of these city events?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And the next thing, of course, being the 4th of July and full steam ahead. Mm-hmm. And we're already working on Bright Nights. We're really working on Bright Nights. And the ball is really, in a couple of weeks, going to be ready to send out an invitation. So that's how far ahead we are.
For anybody who thinks that after a huge event like the pancake breakfast, everything calms down and everybody relaxes. Far from it, because the clock at the Spirit of Springfield is ever turning and ever churning. And these events take a lot of planning as we move toward their execution. And it's pretty much nonstop, believe it or not.
Well, that's what it is. You know, I'd like to say we pull them off so they look seamless. What you do when that's our profession, you know? So we do all the little details so that people won't, so it'll go off smoothly, you know?
You know, that wonderful metaphor really applies that you don't want to necessarily see how the sausages are made. We try to disguise that.
That's right.
Well, Judy, let's talk for just a second here about what this event is for people who may be brand new relocation people to the region. What can they expect and what do they need to be aware of to attend?
The event is Saturday, May 14th. It runs from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock down Main Street from State in Maine all the way down to Bridge. There's a table that goes all the way down. And then we have a cooking station at each end and one in the middle. So if you do not have a ticket, you will wait in the line by that tent. There's ticket sellers. And so you just get in line and you go and you get your pancakes. But in the meantime, there are this year 36 exhibitors and they have so many things that they're doing, everything from the one of our, you know, the people that do all of our butter. You know, Cabot for butter for the breakfast. Mm-hmm. They're going to be sampling their Cabot cheeses. You know, people don't often put it together, but they're going to have their cheeses out there for people to try. Mm-hmm. We've got Munson Savings Bank is sponsoring Court Square, where we have so many activities going on. Everything from learning how to cast from Division of Fisheries and Wildlife to the Mass Army National Guard. They've got a little course to go through. The fire and police department, lots of costume characters, and then we have entertainment at the different stages. So there is just really so much to see and do this year. So we're hoping that people come down.
You know, that's an excellent point. Certainly pancakes and the pancake feed is the fulcrum of it, but it's so much more than just that. There are all these ancillary events that you just delineated that have grown over the years. It truly makes this whole thing a huge event. That puts it in perspective. I would add that Saturday is the day. To those of you who have come in the past, you know what to expect. To those of you who have never come, you and your family are cordially invited to have a great time. And Judy, the president of the Spirit of Springfield, thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for telling all your listeners about this, because it's going to be a great day in the city.
And that's it for today. Be very careful. If you're superstitious, extra careful. It is Friday the 13th, or if you're just amused by it all, have a good horse laugh or cat laugh or whatever kind of laugh you want. And thank you very much for being with us for all of our programs this week. They are still available to you for you to review online, on demand, whenever you wish. And our next new program after the weekend on Monday, up online during the day and available to you throughout the day and night, again, on demand. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.